The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on the way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when we stand before God, what will we primarily be judged on? What is the first and most important commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Our primary mission on earth, our primary vocation is to love Jesus Christ and to love Him ever more fully, ever more abundantly with all our hearts. And the next He says, love your neighbor as yourself. And the man asks, okay, who is my neighbor? And it's so interesting. So He gives this parable and He says, a certain man, because He's speaking of all mankind, that has fallen from the heavenly Jerusalem. So Adam and Eve lost the state of grace, and we all inherit a certain brokenness from them. And a certain man, all of us are journeying from Jerusalem, from heavenly realm, down to Jericho. Jericho is the lowest point on the face of the earth. It's right next to the Dead Sea. So this descent in sin, and the Levite and the priest could not help, because the priestly sacrifice of Israel could not take away the sins of the world. And the law, which came through the Levites, through Moses, could not redeem mankind. So a Samaritan comes along, a man from a foreign place, an image of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he comes to tend to all humanity, to bind up his wounds. My brothers and sisters, who is our neighbor? Our Lord is saying, I am. And you are to see me in every other person. But it's interesting that He does not say that directly. He takes the next step and He says, you are to be me to everyone else. To all mankind, you are to show the mercy that I've shown you. My brothers and sisters, we cannot do that unless we first invite that Samaritan in fully, because we are unable to love as he loves. You know, a week or two ago, I was speaking about Mother Teresa, and she said, when I cannot see Jesus in someone, I know it's not their fault, it's mine. I do not yet have the faith to see him because he said he's in every person. And so I say, Lord, deepen my faith so that I can see you. When we don't love our neighbor as we ought, it's because we don't yet love our Lord Jesus Christ as we should. If we loved Him more, we would love our neighbor better. When we love Him perfectly, when we love Him with all our hearts, we will cease to fail to love our neighbor. But that's not going to happen until we allow Him to bind up our wounds, to heal our brokenness, because that's why we can't yet love as we should. And so what's necessary is first allowing Him to love us as He desires. Lord, allow me to let You in more fully, to completely redeem me, especially those deepest areas within me that are broken, that need to be healed, that prevent me from loving You. So we ask our Lord as we receive Him today to give us that grace, to go to the deepest recesses of our hearts where we are most wounded, that we're afraid to even see or allow Him into.